Good morning, my Duchess. Today is the 27th of June, 68. And again, let me apologize for all the tapes you received that were garbled. I don't know, I forget to do what I'm supposed to do, I think. But I hope this one is also clear, as you mentioned in your letter, the last one was. I got your letter yesterday. And that was the letter that contained the pictures. And I got your postcard the same time. And that was the postcard from the Old Mill Inn. I was very happy to get all the mail. And things seem to be going pretty good with you. The $30 coat, the all-weather coat, Duchess. For goodness sakes, just write yourself a check and buy it. If you need it and you want it. This month, in fact, I don't know, I got very generous this month. I sent Mother another check for $50, and then I sent my brother a check for $100. I just felt that I had a note from Faith saying that they were getting ready to leave for the West Coast on the 1st of July for a two-week period because they're learning this training for this United Rental. And I remembered that June 30th is their anniversary date. So I sent them the check telling them to have a good time. Because I don't send that many things during the course of a year. And I'm sure I have forgotten other anniversaries. So I didn't know what else to do, so I just sent them the money. And I'm sure they can use it. And it'll be a little bit extra they'll have to spend while they're on the West Coast for 2 weeks. Anyhow, I'm sure it'll work out fine. And in turn, I would send you some money for some of the things that I know you need. But it strikes me as being ridiculous to do that when you can write a check as well as I can. And just buy what you need. And because I haven't spent that much money since I'm here at RC1. Most of it I've sent home. But I'm saving it up for my trip, if and when I can make a trip in the fall. So much on money. The pictures are great, Duchess. They really are. That's a lovely picture of you holding both your trophies. And I noticed you were the only one holding both, or two trophies. But they're wonderful. And I did receive the other pictures that you had sent back a couple weeks ago. I probably mentioned it on the tapes, but the ones that were garbled. Let's see. What other exciting news do I have to tell? Cree and Carolyn returned from the Philippines on Monday. They were a day late getting back. And they bought me a gift. And you know what it was? It's a switchblade. Remember, I had that switchblade that I had purchased in Germany, and I lost that when I was home, when my money was robbed. Well, I lost my switchblade, so I told Carolyn and Cree that one of my most precious possessions was stolen on me. So they couldn't think of anything else to bring back, so they brought back a switchblade. A very nice one, a lightweight black one. Anyhow, so I now have another switchblade. This one isn't sharp. I need to sharpen it. So that was thoughtful of them anyhow. Cree did not bring back a lens. She was going to look for a lens for me for my camera. But she said she didn't see anything. And they had a real nice time. And let's see. It's in the morning right now. It's almost 10:30. And usually I would be at work at this time. Even though I work 1 to 10, 1 in the afternoon to 10, frequently. I work whatever I feel I have to, but I usually go in the morning and sometimes work right through. I've been working long hours the last few weeks, 10, 12 hours a day. And I don't mind it because there isn't a great deal to do besides working. And there's a lot of pleasure mixed in with my work, too. I sit and chat sometimes for an hour or two with people that drop in, so it isn't continuous, laborious work. But this morning, I slept late, And I thought, oh, heck, I'll just go in my regular time. In fact, yesterday morning, for some kooky reason, boy, I was sick. First I got up, and then I threw up, and I didn't have much in my stomach. And then for hours later, I was just dizzy, a light head. But by last night, early evening, it cleared up, and I felt wonderful last night, and I feel fine this morning. I don't know, maybe it was a combination of the heat, although the heat hasn't bothered me yet. We've had hot weather this week. I think it was high in the 90s. And I took a glass of salt water yesterday. Maybe that helped. I don't know. But that's the first time in a long time I didn't feel well. But, you know, it's light, low blood pressure is what I should say. Because if I bend down, don't you know how I get that dizziness in the head? And that's just lack of oxygen to the brain. So, anyway, a few hours of that was enough. I just kind of ignored it because I really don't have time to get sick. So I ignored it, and sure enough, it went away. Other than that, I really feel good. And that's why I don't mind putting in some extra time. And of course, next week, I lose Jerry. Next Tuesday, she'll go up to RC3. So I'll be all by myself in the club, which is impossible as far as doing a good job. I have John McGlone, and he's working out very well. And he's a detailed, special detail to the service club to work for me all day, 44-hour week. So he's the big help, and the only help I'll have outside of my Korean staff, because they drive you crazy. I have a new clerk typist, Mr. Kim. Well, everything he types, he has to type it four times because he doesn't type things right, and he makes a lot of mistakes. And so I have to keep after him and be very careful to review everything he types. So you have to have patience, and you have to allow a great deal of time to accomplish any reports. But I had a laugh yesterday. Ruth had seen me just before I went to work, and she said I looked terrible. Well, at that time, I felt terrible because my head was spinning around. And so she called up yesterday afternoon, and she ordered me to leave the service club and come home to bed. You know, she said, and between us, she says, you're far more important to me than any reports you have to do. And I know the woman meant it. I mean, she was being serious, although truthfully, she expects us to cover in that club as much as possible, even though we only get paid for 40 hours a week. I've been putting in, I'm sure, 60, 70 hours some weeks. But as it turned out, as I said, I felt so much better, so I just stayed. But Ruth can't afford to lose one more girl. We're going to lose four more that are going home in the next few weeks. And this personnel situation is at a very, very critical point, the worst it has been in years. So every girl is important to her, and I don't know how we're going to manage to keep open the six clubs in the division without more personnel, unless the Army assigns GIs, probably sergeants, to maintain the club. So we'll carry on doing the best we can. In this warm weather. We really have warm weather now. I guess it's here to stay. But so far, it hasn't bothered me at all, although many seem to be affected by it. You know me, I have cold blood to begin with, right? Gee, you know, at 10:30 in the morning, somehow I don't think as clearly as I would in the late evening hours. Seems to me I had so many goodies to tell you, and they're hard coming to my mind right now. They're difficult bringing them together and trying to describe them to you. I did get a letter from Carolyn Dodd. That was the gal who I replaced at this service club. She went back to the States. Her home is Chicago. And within 30 days, she got a job in service clubs working for the Air Force. She's working at Scott Air Force Base. And I was pleased to hear that she got employed, because she wasn't sure what she was doing or where she was going, but she got a GS-9 position there. And so I'm going to try and keep in touch with her and see how it works out, because, well, I don't know what I'm going to do at the end of this year, Duchess. I really have no inkling yet whether I'll stay another year or try to get this type of work in the States for a year. You know, sometimes there's an opening at McGuire Air Force Base. That's a possibility. I think I have to put in some forms for it. I'm sure I do. There's forms for everything you do in the Army. But anyway, I like to keep in touch so that I know what's available. I never seem to know what I'm doing in the future, you know? And of course, I'm quite sure I'll be here until, well, I can't go home before December, and then maybe I'll stay a few months longer over here. I don't know. I really don't know what to do. Anyway, at least I have the 9 rating. See, and I want to keep that, put that third year in, Duchess, so I get career status with the federal government. And I think that's worthwhile. But I kind of like to have it in another area. You know, I'd like Thailand. Vietnam wouldn't upset me too much either. But I don't know. One thing about this job is you certainly can keep busy. God, there's enough to do and so few people to do it. And in that sense, the time goes quickly. In fact, I don't do much else other than go to work and come here. As I say, there isn't a great deal to do otherwise, but and I don't mind it too much because I like the solitude of my own room. I really do. And as I say, at work, it's versified. And there are times when you can just sit and yak or play games or whatever. And that's all part of work. So it doesn't get too bad. But I have lots of time yet to make up my mind. Not that I'll know what I'm doing anymore in a couple of months, but it's too hot to think right now. And then, of course, I'm looking forward to my trip coming this fall, if I can get away. Boy, I hope so. I'm certainly going to plan on it. In case this didn't come out in the previous tapes, if you want anything or need anything from Hong Kong, I'm sure I'll be going there. So make a list, Duchess, and just send it on to me if you think you would like something special. And I'll either mail it direct from there or from here when I leave. Turn this over, Duchess.